Hi everybody, I'm Nita Sweeney. I'm a certified meditation teacher, an award-winning author, an ultramarathoner, dog mom, wife, lots of things. In my book, Make Every Move Meditation, I introduced readers to the body scan meditation. Excuse me, it was one of the Your Turn exercises in the book. And I promised to do a longer body scan. So that's what I'm doing here. I'd like to invite you to find a comfortable position, preferably one where you will be relaxed, but also stay awake. So sitting, standing, lying down, if you feel you can stay awake. And eventually you can work this into your movement meditation. I'm going to start with you being still as an introduction. So once you've found a comfortable position, notice your posture, especially if you're sitting or standing, but notice your neck, the back of your neck, and whether there's any tightness in your neck or your shoulders. And I would just invite you to let that area relax as much as possible. Not force it, but just let it relax. So in a body scan, the idea is to move through the body, move the attention, the awareness, the focus, the concentration through the body, one body part at a time. And I brought the attention to the neck because often that's a place of stress or a place where we hold tension, and it's difficult to scan the body when we have tension in an area like that. So now move your awareness away from your neck and move it down into your feet. Don't look at your feet. If you start thinking about your feet, or if an image of one of your feet comes to mind, do your best to let that go. Just bring your awareness to your feet. I often use my left foot because I tend to have a lot of sensations in that foot, but you can do whichever one you want. I will say left foot again because that's the one I use. So notice what your left foot feels like. Do you feel any tingling? Is it hot? Is it cold? Does it itch? Is it kind of a blank sensation? Any of those things can be true. Just take a moment to be with your foot. Be curious about it. You might need to wiggle your toes to bring your attention there so that you have some sensations. So go ahead and do that if you need to. What is foot? What is the experience of foot? And there's no right or wrong answer here. It's your body, your sensations, your thoughts. You're only interested in your experience right now. So now that you've gotten comfortable with your foot, gently move your awareness up to your ankle. And you may notice some resistance. You've gotten used to feeling your foot. That's completely fine. Just notice that as well. And gently bring your attention to your ankle. And what is the experience of ankle? It's a connector. Are you feeling both foot and ankle, and maybe calf and shin? Can you just feel ankle? Is there a blankness? Is there a tingling? Hot? Cold? What is ankle? What does ankle feel like? Now gently raise your awareness to your calf, just above the ankle. You might also feel your shin, but just that part of your leg, the lower leg there, above your ankle, calf and shin. Also notice if there's any impatience. This body scan is a slow process. It's a very gradual process that we use both as a way to focus, but also to become more familiar with our bodies, friendly toward our bodies. Just notice that as well. Nothing wrong with that at all. Very common. So what is the experience of calf? What is the experience of shin? Smooth, rough, hot, cold, itchy, tingly, blank. Are you having pleasant sensations in your calf? Unpleasant sensations? Neutral sensations? All of the above? I use the words pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral as opposed to good or bad to try to help foster a sense of what we call equanimity. It's a open, curious mind state as opposed to judging our own sensation. Part of the practice of meditation is to drop judgment, learn how to be with an experience, no matter whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. It's normal to judge. No judging about judging, please. But when you're with your calf, what do you experience? Is it pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? Now bring your attention up to your knee. And pay attention to whichever part of your knee calls to you. It might be the back of your knee, could be the front of your knee, especially if you're lying down, if you're on your back. You might feel the sensation of the sofa or bed and the back of your knee against the sofa or bed. What does that feel like? What is the experience of knee? The knee is a complicated joint, so you might also feel sensations inside your knee, inside that joint. What are those? Even though you're sitting, standing, or lying still, do you feel any movement in the joint? You might sense what we call expansion or contraction, a kind of flow, opening and closing. Even though you're still. Be curious. What is knee? What does knee feel like? What is your experience of your knee? Then gently bring your attention up to your thigh area. Notice any sensations Do you feel hot, cold, tingling, maybe even a smooth flow of some kind? Also notice if words form in your head about your experience. This is all fine. Simply do your best to keep your attention on your thigh. Next, move your awareness up to your hip. This is another complex joint, so you may feel your groin area or kind of your glute or the actual muscle, the side of your hip. All of that is fine. Let your awareness sink down into that complex joint. What does hip feel like? What is the experience of hip? Of your hip? Also, be aware if you find yourself thinking that any of these body parts should feel differently than they do. This too is a judgment. Do your best to let that drop and be with the experience of what you are actually feeling, what sensations you are experiencing. Next, bring your attention to your torso. Your midsection is your stomach and your low back, all connected. You may notice some digestive symptoms, or sensations rather. Some digestive sounds even. You may sense some tension in your low back. That's another place we often carry stress. If you can relax that, please do, but mostly just be aware of it. Just see, feel, be with it as it is. Is it tight? Soft? Hard? Loose? And with your midsection, your belly area, notice any judgment there. Is it difficult to bring your attention to that area? This is especially common for women. We judge our midsection so harshly. So notice the physical sensations of your belly and if there are any attendant thoughts that arise around that. And if for some reason noticing your torso becomes difficult for you, feel free to move your attention to another part of your body. A lot of emotions are stored in our midsections, and sometimes it's difficult to be with those until we're more skilled. Now bring your attention to your upper back and your chest area. The shoulder blades, the scapula, clavicle. You might feel your ribs expanding and contracting as you breathe. I've not mentioned the breath. I've done that purposely because I want you to experience the other body sensations in this body scan. But now, because we're in the lung region, we're focusing on the lung region, let's notice how the breath makes that rib cage expand and contract. Just be with that for a moment. And just sense if your breath is shallow or deep. Is it fast or slow? Does bringing awareness to your breath change it? Now bring your attention up to your neck, to your throat. Notice what throat feels like. What is your experience of throat? What are the sensations that you notice as you put your awareness on your throat? If you need to swallow, that's fine. Just notice what swallowing feels like. Is there tension? Do you feel heat? Tickling? Maybe even a clog? My throat feels a little bit froggy today, I would say. Clear your throat if you need to, like I just did. What is this thing we call throat? What does it feel like? What is our experience of throat? Next, move your awareness to your face. Your lips. Your chin, your nose, your eyes. They could be open or closed. I didn't instruct you on that. I'm letting you choose. Your ears, the skin that makes up your cheeks and your forehead. What does your face feel like? This is another area where an image might arise. Notice that image and let it drop away. so that you're putting your attention on the body sensations of your face, not the image that might arise. Is there pressure? Is there tingling? Does one part of your face feel different from another? Are there temperature differences you notice? What does face feel like? Now bring your attention to the top of your head, your scalp. What does your scalp feel like? Notice if there's any subtle shifts. Tingling, itching, maybe even a calm relaxation in the top of your head. You might feel an energetic pulse. Simply be aware of what your scalp feels like. Let your awareness sink into the part of you that is scalp. If you have more time, feel free to reverse this scan and go back through each part of your body, sinking your awareness in for as long as you wish. Be curious. Wonder, what is my body? What does it feel like? What are the sensations that arise when I put my attention on a particular part of my body? The point of meditation is to bring us into the present moment. And this body scan I shared with you is one of a thousand ways to do that. This moment, right here, where you are, the only reality. So I invite you to try this at your own pace, with or without my recording. I invite you to just use one body part. You can scan, you know, from the tips of your toes to your heel. The way you do it is completely up to you. I have just guided you in a very simple scan. And I so appreciate you taking the time to let me scan my body as I was instructing you. It's always a joy to share this practice with others. As always, if you have any questions, please fill out the contact form on my website, nitasweeney.com. I also have an email newsletter. I would love for you to sign up for that. And there's some free offerings, different ebooks and a pamphlet, things like that, on my website. Feel free to download those as well. Take care, be well, and I'll see you on the road.